It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
841, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, we are not too far off from basketball season. May have a little bit different look to it. None of us are sure what's going to happen. I mean, heck, the NBA season isn't even over yet. It's October.
Yeah, any sense of normalcy is welcomed.
Thrown out the door this year, hopefully all back to normal next year. But, you know, hopefully we're going to have some high school basketball coming up for you here on WGIL. And one of those players that we'll be covering, if that does happen, is Galesburg Silver Streak Riley Jenkins, who joins us here this morning. Riley, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm good.
Yeah, good. Thanks for coming in with us. Well, the reason I got you in, you signed your letter of intent. You're going to continue your college career next year at University of Illinois Springfield, be a Prairie Star. So congratulations on that, first off. All right, well, let's talk about first kind of leading up to that. You've had a really good career with the Streaks, and hopefully you guys will get a lot of games in this year coming up. I know you've done a lot of work. But let's first off talk about the summer you've had, because you were out playing on a traveling team, an AAU team, and a really good team. Talk a little bit about that team, and I'm guessing some of the players on your team are players, really good players that you've played against during a regular season as well.
Yep. We've had five tournaments. Four have been in Indy, and then one has been in Bettendorf. The coach, I loved her. Her coaching style is very intense. And the teammates I played with are just from Morton, Brimfield, like Katie Krupa that we played for Morton. Some are from Peoria, too. And some even travel from, like, 2 hours away. So.
Well, it sounds like you guys had a really good season, that you kind of gelled together as a really good team.
Yeah, our record was 22-2.
Wow.
So that's just fun to be on, play on, so yeah.
Yeah, and I guess the part of the reason you go and play on a team like that, playing along with really good players like you're going to see at the next level, and then playing against really good players every game of a tournament, too.
I know, it gets you better, just gets you prepared for your also season, and just gets to show you like your skills when you go play out there, so.
Yeah, and probably get you more comfortable playing against really good competition, too.
Yep, it was fun.
Well, what do you think, as far as your own game during the summer, was there any particular area you were trying to improve on, or anything that you felt that you improved on throughout the offseason or during the summer?
Mainly my defense. Coach Riley was, like, really pushing me to play better defense, so I was probably working on that the most and trying to get better at that for this upcoming basketball season.
Yeah, well, you've always been a good defender, though.
Well, but I need to move my feet more, so.
Well, you've got that reach. That's a really good thing. You already had that, and I guess moving the feet helps, too.
That's
what coaches, from the time you started playing, move your feet on defense, right?
Yep.
Riley Jenkins of Galesburg Silver Streak joining us here this morning. He has signed a letter of intent to play at University of Illinois Springfield next year. So anything else, any other part of your game, or was other things you focused on during the summer play?
I think just mainly scoring, probably more, just trying to create ways to score more, probably just get better at that. And then just mainly that and defense. So.
Yeah. As far as scoring, I mean, like, just creating your own shot, whether it's going to the basket or pulling up for a jump shot?
Just off moves, I need to be better at that, because I've been practicing out whenever I go to old coach's house. We practice on moves out there, making moves, creating a shot. So I just need to be more consistent with that.
Well, I saw Coach Massey had a post the other day from you shooting with the rebounding machine that kicks it back out to you, the gun. And you hit, what did I say? It was like 63-67% of the threes you took on that session?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That is amazing. I've never been. With no defense or anything, it doesn't matter. I can't do that with no pressure. So that was pretty cool. So just another facet of your game that, you know, will help open up things for you, too.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk next off about your signing your letter of intent with University of Illinois Springfield. Talk about the recruiting process and what that was like. Did it get a little bit heavier during the summer and off season, or toward the end of last season was it kind of getting a little bit heavier?
I think, like, this off season when I started playing, it was like got more. It wasn't bad. Like, sometimes it wasn't really overwhelming. Just a lot of text messages and just talking with the coaches, just calls. I liked it. I like getting to talk to every coach, so that was fun.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, kind of getting their feel, their philosophy, and those type of things, and kind of players they're recruiting. Talk about how many actually college visits did you take?
Three, and then one was virtual. So, I mean, I don't really count that. But
what were the three you went to?
Loris, Parkland and then UIS.
Okay, so up in Dubuque, Parkland and Champaign, yep. The community college, and then UIS. So, but you had, there was other Division I schools that were talking to you and looking at you, other Division II, Division III, and you kind of ran the gamut of different levels of school looking at you.
Yep.
What was it? Was it comfort on the campus or with the coach or meeting the players or just what was it about University of Illinois Springfield that really sold you?
Probably all of it. We got to go on two actual visits and then had multiple FaceTime calls with the coaches and then one with the players, so that was nice. And I actually got to meet them. And the campus was nice. The coaches, all three were I just felt really comfortable. And they have a great academic school, so I thought that. And then, yeah.
On that side of it, academically, do you know what you're going to major in at this point? Or are you still thinking about that?
Either sports management or education. So.
Oh, okay. So, and good school for either one of those,
yep.
Right? Well, you know, the level of play, I mean, I think I've had this conversation with a lot of coaches, especially college coaches, mm-hmm. the difference of level of play that, you know, that people don't realize going, whether it's Carl Sandburg or any other community college or a Division III and the Division II and I, the level of play, I think people don't realize how much better the play gets, as you know, whether it's boys or girls, how they mature and get. Have you gotten a taste of that yet? Have you ever been? Have you been able to scrimmage at all with any of the girls that are going to be your teammates next year?
Not yet. Okay. I plan on going to like some games though, if they have a season, so that would be nice.
But you've experienced it even playing in the summer because you're kind of basically playing on an all-star team and playing against other all-star teams. So you get a taste of what the competition is going to be like night in and night out.
Yep. Yeah.
Talk about UIS and kind of their conference and everything, what schools you're going to see.
It's
Great Lakes? What is it, the Great Lakes or Valley Conference? Great Lakes Valley Conference. Thank you.
The schools are going to be competitive.
Yeah.
I know we see some. And I don't know, I think I'll be ready or excited to play against them and to see their style of play and then versus some other great schools. So
yeah. Would it be interesting also because one of the other schools in the conference was also recruiting you, is that right? And
yeah.
University of Missouri St. Louis?
Yep.
Yeah, so you'll get to play against them and a coach that the coach that wanted to see you. That,
yep.
That'll always be interesting when that happens. What about the facilities at UIS? What's is it like a bigger arena or is it as big as Thiel Gym or
I would say it's a little bigger, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then their weight room's nice. You have to look at that. But their gym and their locker room was very nice. So that's good to have when you go there and get to play in front of all the people. So
yeah, that'll be a really neat thing. You know, sometimes it's kind of strange that a lot of, especially former Silver Streaks that move on.
Yep.
We get such good crowds at our game, and it depends on especially not so much a Division II or Division I, but a Division III school or even sometimes a community college. You go on and you don't get nearly the number of fans that you're used to playing in front of.
Yeah.
But hopefully that won't be the case. So University of Illinois Springfield and the Prairie Stars, you'll go next year. So what do you know? Why, if things are back to normal by then, do you know kind of what your schedule will be like? Will you show up during summer for like training camp or anything? Or
I'm not too sure.
Yet? Okay.
I'm not too sure yet, but
that's a long way off.
Yeah.
But it'll be here before you know it,
yeah,
too,
I
right?
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Riley Jenkins, Galesburg Silver Streak, joining us here. She signed her letter of intent to play Division II basketball at University of Illinois Springfield. And, well, we got a season coming up, your final with the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Hopefully we'll be able to get plenty of games in.
Yeah.
Talk about that, what you're kind of looking forward to. Because you had, obviously, one of your teammates for the Streaks was also one of your teammates for some games over the summer as well.
Yeah,
and Lauren. Lauren Livingston. Just talk about your expectations for this year. It's going to be a little bit different look for the team. You lost some seniors.
Yeah, we've lost three seniors. I'm just ready to go out there and play. I'm ready to go out there to play with my other teammates too. Cause Abby Davidson was hurt, so I think getting her back on the court will be exciting. And just playing with them. So
yeah, it'll be really interesting because having her back and with Audrey Peck, that you guys are going to really have some good size
tall,
and
tall post down
yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah, and that should take some pressure off on the perimeter for you guys as well.
Yeah.
What any expectations about the conference? You know, Rock Island, there's no more Bree Beal, but they're still good. They're always really athletic. So it looks like it's still going to be a really competitive conference anyway.
Yeah,
Geneseo's got some good players
Rock
back.
Island,
yeah.
Moline, I think they're all still going to be tough, but I feel like we can beat them. You know, we just have to work at it and just play
That's the attitude to have, right?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, absolutely. Anything in particular you're looking really forward to about your senior season?
Hopefully just getting to play, finish hard my last season, go out there and just play as hard as I can every game and end on a high note.
Do you feel like it's taken some pressure off having your choice of where you're going to go next year out of the way and not having to worry about that now?
A little bit, because, I mean, yeah, probably just that. Just trying to play as hard as you can while they're all watching and they know that you've made your decision. And then you can just go out there and play and not have to worry about it. So, yeah.
Riley Jenkins, Galesburg Silver Streak. She's in her senior year. And we were talking a little bit off the air about the strange start to the school year. You said so far it's really not bad, but you're still looking forward to whenever you do get back in class. And hopefully you will. Just to be around your friends. Everybody. And the other students.
Yep. Just because right now it's not that – well, it can be difficult at times, but online it's not that hard because they give you a lot of time to, like, do your homework and all that. And then when we go back, I'll be excited to see all my friends and just see them again and talk to them. So,
So what about practice-wise? I know you guys have been able to get some workouts in so far.
Yeah, this is our third week, I believe.
Okay.
This week was just starting to go 3 days a week instead of two.
So when does official practice start then? Or is that – or because I know they've moved things around. I can't remember. Everything's changed.
I think our contact days end in October, and our first, like, official is, like, in November, in November.
So pretty close to normal then, it sounds like. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, hopefully everything will be relatively normal. We know we'll have conference games.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're not totally sure what the schedule's going to look like at this point. We probably won't be going to Mattoon, or which is, you know, I'm not necessarily heartbroken, but oh, we always had fun down there, though.
Yeah.
Or some of the other things, or even our Thanksgiving tournament here doesn't look like we'll be able to bring teams in. But so sounds like you'll see a lot of conference teams and maybe even like the schools out of the Peoria area.
Yep.
Which we see some of those anyway. So
looking forward to it. So.
All right. Well, Riley, thanks so much for coming in with us this morning. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on that. That is a really great accomplishment. It's not, you know, not a lot of athletes. There are a lot of scholarships, a lot of scholarship athletes, but when you look at, you know, the big scheme of things, there's not that many people that get that opportunity, especially at that level. So congratulations. It's a really great accomplishment.
Thanks. And I would like to thank you and Eric for always coming and just announcing our games every time we have one. So.
Thank you. They pay us to do it. It's crazy. It's a joy. We get to sit and watch some great basketball. And,
you got paid?
And talk about it. I forgot. You did a game too, Tyler. I forgot to tell you that part of it.
Yeah, thanks for McDonald's,
Tom. You got a free meal. You got a free meal out of it.
On a Subway, get some cake.
And you got a trip to Park Ridge.
Yes.
All expenses paid, almost. All right. Well, Riley, again, congratulations, and thank you so much for coming in with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.